Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Well, in verse 10, it says, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called these seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Now notice this in verse 11. This is really important. The Lord said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Why didn't God just say, let there be grass? Let there be trees. See, if he would have just created trees and grass, then he would have had to have recreated trees and grass. Every time that original tree died, he'd have had to create a new tree. Every time that grass died, he'd have had to create new grass. When he created the animals, he blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. When he created man, he told us to replenish the earth. The point is, if you really go through here and study, he didn't just create animals and create trees and create grass, but he said it in a way that sounds real wordy and you wonder why he said this. It's because in his creation, he didn't just create the original creation, but he gave everything the ability to reproduce and to recreate and procreate. He created everything perfectly. So that this morning he didn't have to get up and say, let there be a million new cows to replace all the ones that died. Let there be a million new trees. God has never done anything else about creation since the first 6 days of creation. He created everything in a way that the entire creation reproduces, procreates. It was complete. And that's the reason that he rested, because it was absolutely perfect. There was nothing left to do. The Lord didn't have anything else. He has never done anything about creation since. There has never been another animal created. Nothing has ever been created. You know, this may bother some of y'all's theology, but God doesn't create us individually. He created our original parents and he told them to reproduce. And yes, it says in Psalms 139 that he knows all of our parts. He knows all about us. He had a plan for us. Our days were already planned out before we were ever brought forth out of the womb. And so I'm not saying that God isn't involved, but it's not just like there is a new creation. You were procreated by your parents. This is why a lot of people, they'll just sit there and they don't use anything like birth control. And they say, well, if God wants us to have children, we'll have children. And if he doesn't, we won't. And they wind up having 15 kids and can't understand why. It's because God gave you the ability to procreate. And if you put the laws into motion, you're going to have kids. If God just supernaturally planned every child to come and said, oh, yeah, we want this, well, then prostitutes would never get pregnant. People who are going to abort their children, God would never cause them to get pregnant. God is not individually creating us. He is not individually creating animals. He is not individually creating trees or grass or anything. He made the original creation so perfect, the way that he spoke it, that it was just complete. He has never had to, he doesn't just wind creation up for a year or two, and then every year he has to adjust it and do something. He planned everything that would ever happen. There is nothing that can happen that God didn't anticipate. And this is andiology. You may or may not agree with this, but let me just throw this in. I'm leaving tomorrow, praise God. But this is why I really get upset with people who basically have this theology or this belief system that the world is so fragile and that we're hurting our environment and that we're going to destroy the earth and that it's global warming and we're out of this. And they don't factor into the fact that God created this earth. There have been terrible things happen on this earth. A volcano will throw up more ash and more carbon monoxide into the atmosphere in one day than will happen in 10 years, and the earth can accommodate it because God anticipated all of these things. And yet this is just a humanistic approach towards things that they don't realize God is the creator. God set this thing into motion, and they are sitting here and They think that they're gods, so therefore our little car is causing the earth to go out of balance. You know, it just so happens that I've read that they've had the largest solar flares on the sun this year that they've had in decades, and it has wreaked havoc, and this is a lot of the heat and stuff, and yet you'll hear the global warming people come along and talk about, see, this is proof of global warming. Well, let me ask you what my car emissions had to do with the sun that caused all of this stuff. How did this affect the sun millions and millions of miles away? That usually goes over about like that. But my point is that God created this earth and he anticipated everything that would ever happen. Did you know that there was enough air on the earth with Adam and Eve to support 6 billion people? He hasn't created any oxygen since then. He's got the earth. There is one stand of trees in Iceland that can process all of the carbon monoxide on the face of the earth of 6 million people and reproduce it and turn it into oxygen. And that's just one little stand of trees. There's trees everywhere. There's 2.5 times as much forest in the United States as there was when the Pilgrims landed in Plymouth. I got a friend in the Forest Service. That's just a fact. I tell you, it's just amazing the way that it's because they get away from the Word of God. When God created the heavens and the earth, he created it perfect. He dealt with everything. He gave it the ability to reproduce. He gave it the ability to repair itself, to recover from anything that happened. He told us how the world is going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be destroyed by men. God is going to destroy it. He's going to do it. And so anyway, my point is, he created everything so perfectly that he just rested because there was nothing left to do. Not because he was tired. It was complete. And here is an important fact. When he created Adam and Eve, he created them on the 6th day and at the end of the 6th day. Now that's significant because man is God's crowning creation, contrary again to a lot of people who think that we're no different than a snail darter or some animal. That's not true. God put us in authority. We are the only ones created in God's image. And we are God's crowning creation. But he didn't create man first. He created man last. You know why? Because if he would have created man on the first day of creation, he would have had to tread water for 3 days until there was land. There wouldn't have been any sun. There wouldn't have been any light. There wouldn't have been any heat until the 4th day. He created light on the 1st day, but he didn't create the sun for the light to come from until the 4th day. He wouldn't have had anything to eat. If he would have been created when the land did appear, God said, let there be trees, and boom, all of a sudden forests are rising up, and here's Adam and Eve dodging all of the trees and stuff. It wasn't ready for him. God waited until he had already created the heavens and the earth. He had created the sun. He had created the grass. He created the trees. He created the animals. He created everything. And then he created man. And as soon as he created man, man entered into his rest. Everything was complete. He didn't have to plant a tree and wait 7 years for that tree to grow and produce fruit. God had already planted it. It was already fruit producing. All of his food was already there. His oxygen was already there. The temperature was perfect. God created everything and it was complete. And the moment Adam and Eve were created, they just entered into a rest where God had provided everything. And all they had to do was just reach out and take the fruit and say thank you. That is a perfect example of what I'm talking about in grace and faith. God has already anticipated every need that you will ever have. Nothing is going to catch him by surprise. He's got everything planned. Your healing, your prosperity, your joy. The times people say, well, people have never been through the things that we're going through today. Oh, give me a break. Man, there's you know, we talk about kids. Man, they're stressed out and kids have pressures today that they've never had before. Man, we've got a friend over in England who at 4 years old was taken because they were bombing London. And they were taken and put in a field with hundreds of other kids. And for 4 years, they lived out there without any parents. Some adult supervision, but for hundreds of kids, and for 4 years, these kids lived in a field in tents. separated from their family to try and preserve them through World War II. Now that's pressure. But not having designer jeans or the tennis shoes that light up when you walk, and so you're just under pressure because pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. You know what? Well, people have never known what it's like to sit in traffic and just sit there and have all of the stress of traffic. Oh, yeah. Well, how about the people that they come through and rape and plunder and murder everybody? I've read some of these books about Poland and other things, and in one generation, there was not a single generation for hundreds of years that they weren't conquered by somebody, and all the women raped and the things plundered, and they all became servants and slaves. And that went on for centuries in the mid-ages. Man, this is the scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. We like to think that we're under stress and nobody knows the trouble I feel. That's not true. Man, it's the same thing, just in a different package, a different wrapper, a different bow. We're just fighting the same things. But see, we sit here and try and justify our situation by talking about how bad things are. That's not so. God's anticipated everything that could ever come into your life, and He's already provided it. Just as surely as He anticipated all the oxygen that 6 billion plus people would ever need on the earth, it was created in the beginning. He's anticipated all of the food needs, and today we have all of the food to feed over 6 billion people. They had that originally. All of the food that was necessary to feed the entire billions of people on the planet were there when there was only Adam and Eve. All of the oxygen, everything that we need.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 4th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to consider coming to our Charis Bible College, or we have different ways that you can take advantage of this. We not only have the Charis Bible College that's here in Colorado Springs, but we have extension schools scattered around the world. I think we now have like 15 schools with 2 or 3 more scheduled to come online soon. And there's correspondence courses. There's actually an online Bible school that you could participate in. But the main thing is, it's just putting the Word of God in your heart. That's the most important thing that you will ever do. And that's what our Charis Bible College is all about. And I promise you, it would transform your life. Preparation time is never wasted time. So check it out. Our Charis Bible College, you can go to our website, AWMI, or you can call 719-635-1111.